Yevamos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2-2, and this Mishnah is essentially identical to the previous Mishnah. It's just that in the previous Mishnah, when we wanted to illustrate the case of Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo, the wife of one's brother who wasn't alive during his lifetime, so the setup over there in the first Mishnah was that Reuven and Shimon were alive. Reuven dies, leaving over a widow to do Yibum, and before Shimon does Yibum, Levi, the third brother, is born. And since Levi was never alive at the same time as Reuven, his wife, the widow, is going to be forbidden to him forever as Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo. In this Mishnah, we have the exact same situation, except that now, except after Reuven dies, Shimon marries the widow, does Yibum, and then after the Yibum happens, then Levi is born. So the implicit question is, does that change things? Is the fact that Shimon, you know, became the husband of this widow, sort of continuing the marriage, does that make it as if Levi now could do Yibum on Shimon's wife if Shimon now dies without any children? And the Tanakhama and the Halacha is going to be, it's the exact same thing, and no, he may not, because this is a second version of the same idea of Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo, because this widow already was Reuven, the first brother's wife. And Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is going to say, no, since once Levi appears on the scene on planet Earth already, this woman is his brother Shimon's wife, what happened in the past to Reuven is irrelevant. It's gone. And that being the case, when Shimon dies, leaving a widow and no children, so then Levi must step into the breach and do either Yibum or Chalitza at his option. That's the Mishnah outside, the words inside, we read them inside. We also touch on Maamar again, just like the last Mishnah. Shnei Achim. If you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, Umeis Achad Mehen, Reuven dies and he has no offspring. V'yibum Hasheni es Eishes Achiv, and then Shimon now does Yibum with Reuven's widow. V'achar kach nod lehen ach, and after the Yibum occurs between Shimon and the widow, Levi is born. That's the one difference in this Mishnah from the previous one. V'meis, and then Shimon dies childless, and Shimon left over two wives. One was woman number one, who had previously been married to Reuven, and now she became a wife through Yibum to Shimon, and woman number two, who was his wife anyways, a separate wife. So now both women one and women two are potentially falling to Yibum with this brother Levi. So the Mishnah says, consistent with the previous Mishnah, the Tanakhama Shita, Harishona, woman number one, she's Yotzes. She goes free to marry whomever she wants with no obligations to Levi because Mishum Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo. She is the very same case of the wife of Levi's late brother Reuven, with whom Levi and Reuven were never alive at the same time, and therefore she's forever forbidden to him. And since she's forbidden to him, Vahashnia, the second wife that Shimon left over, Mishum Tzarasa, she's also exempt because she, that second woman, is the Tzara, the co-wife of the first wife, who was Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo, from Levi's perspective. Now, says the Mishnah like before, Asa B'maimer, if Shimon, prior to dying, didn't do Yibum in full with Reuven's widow, Mrs. One, instead he just did this rabbinic quasi-engagement, whatever you call it, called Maimer, like Kedushin, so on a Doraisa level, there's no connection whatsoever between Shimon and Mrs. One. But rabbinically, it's like his wife. So then, when Shimon dies childless, so on a Do'arais level, from Torah perspective, Shimon only had one wife, Mrs. Two, and Shimon died childless. And therefore, the normal rules of Yibum should kick in, and therefore woman two should have to do Yibum or Chalitza with Levi, the third brother. But since on a rabbinic level, woman number one was already married through Maimer, like Kedushin, to Shimon. So therefore, Levi can't marry her through Yibum because she's like the Tzara to his Erva. So what do? We have to let this woman resolve her real Doraisa Zika connection, woman number two's connection to Levi, because otherwise she can't marry anybody. So what do? Choletzes, the second woman, must do Chalitza with Levi, velo Mesiabemes, but she may not do Yibum. Now, on this whole question of the case where the third brother Levi is born after the second brother Shimon has already married the widow. Rabbi Shimon Omer, miyabim le'eza mehen sheyirtza, o choletz le'eza mehen sheyirtza. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, since Levi only appeared in the scene once this woman was already Shimon's wife, that's all that matters. Shimon dies childless, so then now Levi can do yibum or chalitza. She's not considered an erva of eshes achiv shel hayah b'olamo. And the halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Shimon, but rather Tanakama. So both cases are exactly the same. La halacha.